It's our turn. I've got a woman on her name, Laredo. Been looking for a thousand miles.
Alexa, replay Buckle Bunny at the end of this song.
Buckle Bunny by Tanner Adele from Spotify on repeat.
Only falling out the double bed, swear while crossing through lines. Chilling doom powder and lid is the only thing we're leaving behind. Outlaws like you've had, but we'll never tell us all what we know. You have love, take it to your toes.
Hey, Kimmy.
Hey. Oh,
Don't have any video, but
I know you told me. You don't
I'm
have a
doing
picture of
well.
yourself?
Let me see. I got lots of pictures. Let me figure out. Like, I'm just like so sucky at this.
Either that or just your background. Oh,
Oh,
wait,
I
it's for audio only, right?
don't know. You see the blank picture, though, right?
Yeah, I see the blank picture.
Let me see if I can figure out. Backgrounds on my pictures. I don't think I have our backgrounds on my phone.
All right, I need another song now. I am so sleepy today.
Because that damn hour. I hate
That's
it.
What it is.
It's the worst day of the year. Like, I truly hate it. Show my video.
Yeah. Ooh, we don't want all that on
you.
Like, what is that?
How do you add a
picture? It is. Hi, let me try to figure out my background here. Hold on. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So anybody a Zoom expert and you could tell me how to add a photo?
I have to play with it. So you go over to where it says more, and then you go to background and effects.
And that's where you can add your photo? I didn't see that.
And then just select one of those.
Oh, I thought you could put like a picture of yourself.
All right, there I am. I'm coach approved. Are you in background and effects, Reese?
Yes, that ass. So I'm just gonna try to find a picture of myself and see if it works.
Okay, so you hit the plus sign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just looking for a picture of my face.
Reese, you're not gonna see your beautiful face today? Is that what's happening?
No, I'm still in the car. I was telling Kim, my little cousin plays squash, and I never get to go see her. And yesterday, her mom went, and she made it to the next round today. They stayed overnight. And I said, you know what? I'm going to drive to Connecticut. And I did. And she won second place, so it was worth it. So worth it.
Oh.
Yeah. New Year's Eve glasses. Lord, this is a Christmas picture. What the heck?
Just take
pictures of myself. I need to take more pictures of me and not other people. All right, here's one in my car.
All right, welcome back, CA.
What's happening?
Same old, same old. I'm fighting to sleep.
Sleep? Oh. Girl, the sun's still up.
I know, right? I ain't take a nap today.
I got you. I got you. Those are mandatory on the weekend, huh?
Right. Nope. Yes. Yes. But
I'm changed. I feel more it feels more natural to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the time change?
Yeah.
I wish they would stop.
I don't know why we do daylight savings time anyway.
Exactly.
No, they can't stop.
Voted to stop it in Florida, and it didn't. They decided not to listen to the voters.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
I don't think I don't think no other country does daylight savings except for America.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. We're so unique.
Yeah.
You getting close, Reese?
I have it in there. I see it, but I don't see it come up. Like, I'm looking at it, and the blue line is on it.
You want to just put your background up? Or you want to stay up?
I was going to say, can you send, like, drop it in the chat?
Drop what?
On my phone, I don't have any of that.
On your, oh, it's all on your laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just roll with you as anonymous today. Because
anonymous.
We decided to go to the studio. I canceled my Zoom membership. So that means we're going to be timed. So that's all my.
Well, if it pops up at some point, then y'all will see me. I'm working on it.
All right. Alexa, music off. All right. Hello, hello, Night Shifters. Welcome back to another episode of Coaching After Dark with Coach Kim and friends. As you can see, we have a new person here. We got a little vanilla in our family. Is that Miss Anonymous over there?
Miss Anonymous.
You all know and love me. I'm just operating in stealth mode today. So, you know.
This is stealth mode Reese.
Stealth mode Reese.
Yes. But look at you guys.
You got a sniper account.
Right? The gang is all here. We've got Mr. CA. We've got Auntie Isha. And, of course, we have the fabulous Reese with us today. Oh, yeah. And me.
And me.
It's been so long that these have been few and far between, but we will do better in 2024.
We will.
So I kind of know what everyone's been up to. CA, you just got back from a trip to Louisiana. We loved you. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're okay. Sending all that love and warm, gushy stuff.
Oh, that was, Thank you.
Reese is currently traveling right now, which is why we get the anonymous face on the screen. She is traveling from Connecticut back to her home in Philly, where she was at Yale watching a squash game. I don't even know what squash is, because that's some Reese stuff there.
Right. Is that like badminton, but in the court?
I'm gonna send y'all some videos. It's like
racquetball right?
Kind of. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And they do it in that small little court. The glass is all there. You can see the people.
Right.
So there's an amazing program in the city. You know, like a lot of times inner city kids get opportunities because people make these programs. So my little cousin, and I say little because her mom and I are cousins, very close in age, but she happens to be my second cousin. So we hang out a lot because our kids are only a year apart.
Oh.
And they do lots of things together. And Alex is always doing something musical or theatrical. And Madison always supports him. And she was in a weekend squash tournament through this program called Squash Smarts in Philadelphia. And she gets to go and play in this squash league that is, you know, an Ivy League sport in the city. And she found this program on her own. I think this is her second year playing, and she played second in the weekend tournament. And I'm so super proud of her. You know, but this could be a lot of opportunities, right? So, you know, back in the day, what was the swimming movie we saw? Was it Pride?
Pride.
Yeah. When we didn't have all these opportunities. And then I know there was a crew team for inner city kids here in Philadelphia, and now squash is like the latest thing they want to introduce to kids of all backgrounds. So that's hopefully cool. It will yield a scholarship. Some other
I think that's the game, like in every 80s movie, you know, all the 80s movies was all about the Wall Street guys, and they were always be playing it inside.
Oh yeah, go to the to the sports club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then shorts, and headbands.
Speaking of scholarships, Isha, how is Sparkles doing? Has she made a decision, or she's still thinking?
Sparkle is still thinking. We have narrowed it down to four schools. JU has been put on the list. Woo-hoo. She just got a acceptance letter from, I think, Texas A&M. I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So she was excited about that because she really, really loves Texas. I don't know why, but I loved Texas when I was little, so I don't know. Mm. I guess it's just in the bloodline. But so she's narrowed it down to 4 schools, so we'll see.
Cool, cool.
Louisiana State still in that top 4?
Louisiana, no. LSU got dropped from her list.
Sad day.
Sad day, right?
Sad day.
LSU did get dropped. And that's not good for mama because I just wanted to be a reason to be, you know, close to
you want to go to New Orleans.
Right. Right. So, CA, you got any updates on the kids in your area? Let's hear your story for the week.
Man, same old.
Nobody sick.
Nobody said everybody healthy this week. Just dealing with little attitudes and anger issues and whatnot. So they in full stride. They in full stride. You ain't seen me on Jack's News or nothing. You know, Army vet who suffers from, you know, filling the blank or whatever. So all is well. They're out on spring break next week. So we're going to Wolf Den Lodge or Wolf, Great Wolf.
Ooh, something,
however you call it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they better enjoy themselves because that's I'll make some me time somewhere. I'm sure I'll be out there with the rest of the dads in the back of the parking lot somewhere with a flask.
Well, have fun. I've always wanted to go there, so I might have to go as an adult. Maybe for my birthday.
Yeah. No, I'll give you a report when we get back. This is my first. I got tired of seeing the commercial. And we was trying to figure out what to do on the break. Because last year, they had a good deal on the cruise that came out of Jack's. I think we only paid like $150
a
person or something like that. So that's what we did last spring break.
Yeah.
But that's no deals this go round.
Well, I think it's better than Orlando. God, I'm so sick of Orlando. Like, Orlando could just drop off the map.
Wait, off the map?
I love it.
I'll be there this summer because the family, everybody's meeting Orlando for the family trip. So everybody's coming from Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, whatever. So that should be interesting. House full of kids and yeah.
If we maybe like Kim was telling me, maybe if I do something outside of Universal, Disney, something else. Please, God.
Yeah, it's good food down there. It's good restaurants and stuff. Other things to do besides Mickey and Goofy and all them guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So, CA, what's the word of the day?
It is obeisance.
Oh. Look, I got to write that down. What? How you spell it?
I know. O-B.
Out.
E-I. S-A-N-C-E. Obeisance.
Obeisance.
Means to pay homage or maybe like in Asian cultures, to bow. But basically to pay homage, pay respect.
All right. We'll leave it up to Risa to figure out how to use that one throughout the show.
Okay, yeah.
To pay homage or show respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obeisance. So, Night Shifters, this week, Reese wanted to discuss the cultural, or was it Isha? One of them wanted to talk about the cultural country phenomenon thing going on. Reese, was that you or Isha?
I think Isha's better qualified. Like, I was intrigued as we started going down the rabbit hole and I found some things that I like. I think mine is the topic for next week. Mine is cancel culture.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have an issue with cancel culture.
So maybe this came from the TikTok I sent to you guys in the group. where the young lady was talking about Beyonce opening up the doors for country singers. Is that what we?
Yes. A matter of fact, let me refresh our memories and play it again. Oh, yeah. And I forgot. This show is currently being recorded live on YouTube. I forgot about that. All right. I think I did this right. I was not paying attention. Can y'all see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was, I caught myself trying to pull it up. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back. So it was a text from Isha in our group chat, you guys, about Beyonce and her effect on pop country, I think it's called. And the young lady speaking is Money Long, who I happen to love her music. So bear with me. CA and his beautiful family.
Hey, CA mama.
He did a country album.
Years ago, yes.
Years ago. So you mm-hmm. were early in that. So you know what Beyonce is dealing with trying to get songs played on the country stations, or was it easier for you?
Is she really dealing with it though?
At all.
She was at one time.
No, she
at one time. At one time.
No, because, and no. This is no shade. I love Beyonce. Love her down. And I think what she's doing to encourage people to listen outside of color is incredible.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. how she has boosted artists like Tanner Adele and Raina Roberts, Brittany Spencer, Mickey Guyton, Jimmy Allen, Breland, you know, all these people are getting more streams. Willie Jones also is a good friend of mine. Their streams have gone up like 200%, something right. crazy, right? But I will say, when you are in Nashville, attempting to showcase yourself as a country artist, I mean, there's this one guy, Tony Evans Jr. If you don't see him, you think that is an old white man. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. he is incredible. But then when you look at him, he's just like this really handsome, buff football player looking dude that plays guitar, black guy. It doesn't match what the traditional image is. And one thing that you realize is as soon as you walk in the door, their opinion of your music changes based on what they see. And so that's only something that you can experience physically and in person.
Yeah.
And I think Beyonce has transcended that to where she has so much notoriety and power and talent, clear talent, that...
I'm getting feedback.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's me. I'm working on
it. Well, I think.
But so we get the gist though.
We of it. So, our listeners, because I'm so used to saying listeners, audience, we apologize. Night shifters, we apologize for that technical difficulty. Those of you. Rocking with us for a while, know that we do not know how to operate this equipment, so so bear with us. So we get the idea of what Money Long was trying to say, the whole racial profiling in country music.
Yeah.
And I say based on both from the blacks and the whites, she was specifically talking about the whites and how hard it is to break into the country music genre as a black person, but I think we should just discuss it as a whole. So,
Isha,
you
want to
off?
Well, I mean, so this is not so foreign to me, being a young black girl who loved country music growing up. To this day, Garth Brooks is my favorite artist of all time. I grew up idolizing Reba. I love Shania Twain. You know, Trisha Yearwood, all of that. You know, I grew up in a time when music was not so color line. Like there wasn't a color line. I remember listening to WAP in Jacksonville, and it would go from George Michael to Michael Jackson. As time went on, I felt like the color line became more real. Like, that's white people music, that's black people music.
Mm-hmm.
But so for somebody like Beyonce, and I love Beyonce, but I don't think she'd be telling her age for real. I think she's a little closer to my age than she probably admits. For somebody in that age group to grow up and want to actually do a country album is not that far-fetched to me. It's just not. So when everybody was up in an uproar about it, I was like, she's a little girl from Texas. Of course she wants to do a country album. And like the young lady was saying in the video, she would have never had that opportunity going into Nashville. She would have never become Beyonce starting off country. She had to be Beyonce to be able to release her country album and it actually get traction.
I feel you. I feel you. I think she's at a point now where, you know, she's globally recognized and that affords her the opportunity to venture into different genres. You know, if she wanted to do reggae, country, whatever, she's Beyonce. And she gets that leeway. Like, you know, normally we wouldn't listen to this, but since it's you, we'll check out a few records and see how it sounds. You know, because she's in the mix now. You know what I'm saying? She's been around long enough. She done kissed enough babies, shook enough hands. And I mean, she is a great selling artist. It's not like she trash. That'd be different right. If she was trash.
Yeah, but, right.
You know, she has the accolades to back it up. So that gives her that wiggle room to go into those offices, those meetings and say, hey, I'm about to drop a country album. And this is what I want to do. And, you know, people all ears because they're like, oh, it's Beyonce. And we're like, at the worst, it's going to do is make us money. It's not, we're not going to lose money, you know, so she can do that. And along with that, I feel like, you know, yeah, it opens up the doors for those artists that are still playing in nightclubs or festivals or things like still trying to get that traction. So it just gives them more audience as well. So, I mean, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
I just wonder why all the conversation surrounding this is starting with Beyonce, because we've had other pop and R&B artists switch over and do country songs. Nelly did a country song.
Yeah.
So but there was not this big uproar about it. Now that it's Beyonce, all of a sudden it's like world stop. Carry on.
Well, it's because she is a
Beyonce.
It's Beyonce. I mean, yeah. I love Nelly, but Nelly is not Beyonce. So he does not break the internet. I keep going in and out screen, y'all.
Yeah, you gotta be still.
Nelly did the album. There was a little bit of a backlash, but it wasn't as big as this because now white artists feel like there's an opportunity for us to actually infiltrate their system. They were talking about this on Fox News, y'all. This is not just like, we're just our usual Beyonce back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They were literally on Fox News calling her an it.
Wow. Wow.
Like, the old heads in country music are very upset about us getting an opportunity to show up in Nashville because they know it was originally ours. It was ours. We came up with the banjo. What do you think who do you think was running those ranches for those big white ranch landowners? It was us.
Yeah, we were always the hands, the banjo, the harmonica, all that. You know, it always starts with us, the blues.
The blues,
you know,
coming from that.
I said the blues is country without the banjo.
It really is. And I'm not saying that I don't think white people have made a different, like they haven't created something, a different sound maybe, or that, I don't know, it's theirs. I'm not trying to take it from them. True. It's theirs, but white people have to allow other people to come to the table sometimes. Like, you don't need the whole table. Especially when you have been at everybody's table.
Every table. And it's like, you know, as long as you have long as you have talent, you know, it's like, okay, you can play. It's like when you see white dudes play basketball. I remember when Jason Williams, Larry Bird too. I guess we can start with Larry Bird, you know. Yeah, he white dude from Indiana, but when you got on the court, like, oh, dude can play. What can you say? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even with rap music, you get white rappers, and at first people were a little skeptic, but once you hear the music, like, oh man, you know, he actually can rap. And black people cool with it, long as they're being, I guess, true to themselves. You know, they're not trying to be hood, they're not trying to be gangsters or nothing like that. They just performing and rapping about what they know. I feel like it'd be the same thing with country music. You know, I'm not trying to pretend I'm someone I'm not. I like country music. I think I sing pretty good. I'm good at country music, you know. Right. So that's all it is. I'm not trying to be another race. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. This is what I'm into. It's like NASCAR, Bubba Wallace. I like driving cars, and I'm good at it. You're not going to let me drive just because I'm black?
Because I'm black? You know? It's so funny because you said that, C.A. Black folk do let people come. Black folk let everybody come.
Everybody, so black people come into their quarters. If a white person was passing through the woods during slavery and they feed you that last piece of fat back and cornbread, and that always irks my soul. But then, you know, we want to always be fighting to be put in places that may not necessarily be our lane, right? But that's not what I'm saying about the country music thing. What I'm saying is, and I do have Beyonce hate, so let me preface it by saying, I have Beyonce hate, but I have some real legitimate reasons why I have Beyonce hate, right? I don't like when people have to be, and I guess anybody that's a megastar has some semblance of narcissism, right? They want to be the center of attention, but you don't have to be in everything. Darius Rucker has been a top-selling country artist for at least 15 years. When he left Hootie and the Blowfish, that was his lane, and he went in it, and he stayed there. And that's what he likes, right? And so some of that music might cross over and we hear him, whether it's the pop station or, you know, the R&B station might give some shout out to Darius Rucker, but country was his passion and is what he chose after he left the pop group, right?
Right.
But he crossed over, he changed. He jumped the genre.
Right, he did that. What, Jimmy Allen, I don't know when he was out there, but he's an accepted black male country artist. And I think Kane Brown, like these are people I hear about, and I'm not necessarily a country music fan.
Right.
My biggest issue was back in the day when Destiny's Child splintered and they went into what they wanted to do. If Beyonce had country in her heart, that should have been where she started, right? To me, this is just my opinion, because you had other people in that group where they were trying to find out where everybody fit so that all of the girls could be successful. But she conquered pop and R&B. She did it. And Kelly went in the gospel. No, Kelly went, tried to stay in that little pop type of lane. It didn't work out that great for her. And then Michelle went into gospel, but Beyonce became iconic. And now when I just look at the whole big picture, Jay-Z went up on whatever award show we saw, and they going doing the whole Taylor Swift hate thing and what Beyonce didn't get, but this is just somewhere else where Beyonce could be like a nebula, right? But she doesn't, to me, pay homage, and I don't know the word, CA, but she's not paying homage to the country people who are already there, who've been fighting for a long time.
Long time.
And that's what I don't like, because now it's all Beyonce. It's not black country. It's not these people who have been there for a long time. It's Beyonce.
Well, what should she have done? I would love to know what should she have done to pay homage to them, besides opening up the door and allowing us to be seen as sellable country singers. What else could she have done?
Let me just come on and make a duet with Mickey Guyton. Let me jump on the record with somebody else and lend my status and my talents to support this person that's over here struggling. Why does it have to be the Beyonce show? Why didn't Beyonce do a compilation of country music with country artists that I want to highlight?
And maybe she will, because we don't know
it. But it is a business now, Reese. Come on now. It is a business.
And she don't need nothing else. Let's keep it a buck. They don't need nothing else. At some point in your life, you have to see what you can do to give back and to help other people and not always make it about you.
But she said she don't need nothing else. She don't need nothing else.
What they got to do. Is that not a thing? I just feel like that's a thing. We always trying to tell a black woman what she got to do. This girl is the number one selling artist in America. Think she got to do anything she don't want to do. She has done her, she's done the work. This girl has been in the game since she was 15 years old. I feel like we should, I hate because now I'm telling black women what they should do, but I just feel like I don't understand why we don't celebrate black achievement. Why is it every time a black person hits a platform or a black person exceeds the standard of what we're used to seeing black people exceed, then it becomes they're in the Illuminati. They didn't pay enough homage. They didn't do this and they're not giving back and they're not doing this and they're not doing that. When I don't feel like we do that to white stars. I don't think we do that to any white people personally.
She said personally.
I mean, I feel like Beyonce get more of a to-do list than Biden does. I mean, seriously.
I think it's the cost that comes with you wanting to be spot like in the spotlight. Now, like just taking a step away from Beyonce and looking, reflecting into myself, I know that there are things that I didn't do like as I was coming up in a career, right? I was focused on more conforming and getting to those places where you want to go and doing things that you need to do to fit, to make it to a certain place. And so now that where I am, I'm at this certain place, I make it a point to mentor people who are getting, who want to get to that place. I now feel like my voice can be more diversified. So when we talk about the DEI space in a more professional setting, I'm finding places to fit into that. But at some point, my spirit told me that you can't just stay under the radar and you just can't keep conforming. You've got to make the way easier for someone else. And I just feel like any person that has any, and I tell people all the time, I know people with bigger hearts than me, but at some point your spirit should be telling you to do something bigger than yourself. And I just think that this, the way it's happening is selfish. If you wanted to highlight other people, you could have found a better way to do that. And if I'm not a publicist, I'm sure a publicist could have laid it out for her in the way that would have made it, you know, a little bit better.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I mean, sometimes you gotta get in there and grind it out for a while until you get to a point. Okay, I'm secure. My job is good. I'm eating good. Let me help somebody else that's trying to come down that avenue, and maybe they won't have it as rough as me. And I get what you're saying. Hey, she's been on the grind since she was 15. She's opened plenty of doors. She's done more than most people will ever do in that genre. So on one hand, I'm like, yeah, hey, you Beyonce, do what you want to do. You know, at least you shining some light on the genre that probably definitely needs it, because there are black country singers been doing it and don't get that spotlight. And I guess because I'm not a country music listener, but hopefully with her in that now, all these other people get a little bit more shine and get some notoriety and not, I guess, get swallowed up by the Beyonce light. But, you know, oh yeah, he does do a good country song. Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. You know, she has good music, too. So it won't just all be about her. But, you know, she can help everybody else see the other artists as well.
Yeah, and like the young lady said, streaming is going up for other black country singers. It is. It's happening. But let's not forget, Beyonce did a lot for the Black community. We're not going to just ignore that.
Oh, I ain't saying that. I ain't saying she trash and nothing like that. I mean, it's Beyonce, you know.
Yeah, come on now. We ain't going to just throw her to the curb. You know, she did walk out down that, what was that? Was that the Super Bowl or the Grammys, where she came with all the Black women whose sons had been killed by the police? We're not going to forget the Formation video where she drowned the police car. We're not going to forget all of the African spiritualism that she produced and made visible for the world to see. The first time that we saw Africa in a long time in a beautiful light was through Beyonce's videos and art. So I'm not just going to throw her
And again, that comes with, you know, being a superstar. You know, once you get to that level, okay, I've accumulated so many accolades. Now I can open up some doors. I can pretty much do what I want to do, and nobody's going to say no to me. You know, they may not like it, but they're not going to say no to me because it's me. I'm him.
Well, you know, I've sold
20 million records.
Beyonce expert, Isha, when is the first video you can pinpoint where she highlighted Africa?
I think when she did the joint on Disney, right?
Yep, she did that. She did that on Disney. Black Parade. What was that one where her and Jay-Z was in it? It was so beautiful. Oh my God. I can't even think of the name of the song. And somebody was featured, and I can't think of the name of the song right now, but she did an amazing job.
Was it like Black is King when she did a thing on Disney?
Yeah, I think that was it, because it was also, yeah. Music
videos. There's music videos too, where she showed Africa, and just like I said, the Formation video was like the first one for me, where she actually showed hoodoo, Black spiritualism. She gave homage to New Orleans, and you know, she took a chance. She took a real big chance, because remember, the world thought Beyonce was white for a minute.
As she should, it's her obligation.
Mm-hmm.
As a Black person.
Oh no, people, everybody don't. You know, my brother
Shakira did it in 2010.
Like you.
Huh?
Shakira did it in 2010 with Wagga Wagga.
Yeah. But right? She did it.
But Beyonce, like, so what I'm saying is, I just feel like when I look at those things, you always a half a step behind somebody else, which makes me still think that it's for personal gain.
Well, Reese, you done already said you got Beyonce hate, so I ain't no pain.
And when we not recording, I would tell y'all the source of my Beyonce hate. But I
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't get our show canceled before we get started.
If I sat down at Starbucks and had coffee with Beyonce, she might be completely fantastic.
Yeah.
But my double-edged sword is, like, I can really discern what people show me and what I see. I mean, it's her image and it's her profession, so I'm not saying that she's not a good person. I'm not saying that, because this is her job. But from what I see, I'm just not on the bandwagon. I'd rather listen to Chapel Hill sing some country than Beyonce.
I don't know, man. That 16 carat, I was like, every phase of my life, like, I love that song so much. Every phase of my life was like playing in my head like a video, like just going from being a young girl to a mother to married to divorced. And now it just made it like a reflection of life for me. I love 16 carats. Like, I really did.
Got it on and repeat, I don't you?
Her singing it.
Yeah,
I know you got it on repeat.
I do.
But
and like I said, I love country music. So.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I've tried to listen to 16 Carriages only because Kendrick, my son, loves it so much. So I'm like, it must be. But I keep falling asleep on it. So I'm gonna try it again.
And see, that's me with country music. I give you about 5 minutes, and then I'm like, all right, I'm good. Like when I listen to Go-Go, I can listen to Go-Go about 20 minutes, and I'm like, all right, bro. All right.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
What's the song? I got one favorite Beyonce song, and that's it.
Which?
My favorite Beyonce song is Love on Top. And it has nothing to do with Beyonce. It's because when I took my son to school, whatever year that was released, every morning at whatever time, we heard that song every day going to school. So when we hear it now, we call each other and be like, oh my God, it's our song. So we got like two songs, and it's Love on Top and Smooth Criminal. So when they come on, it's like always like a personal connection to the song.
Right on.
Yeah.
I mean, mention Michael. Do you think it would be this much of a backlash or a blow up if Michael did a country music song?
No.
He's too big.
Nope.
He's too big. Like, that's why I say, you know, once you reach that pinnacle, it's like, it's almost like you can do anything and nobody's gonna say no or stop you. They may think it, but
so Taylor does R&B song.
Oh shit. People gonna have something to say.
It does. There is a blurred line between some pop and R&B, I feel like. It is a blurred line.
It is. And Taylor, I mean, I don't know Taylor bank account. I don't know Beyonce bank account. But if Beyonce 1A, Taylor 1B, because Taylor said, I don't have no against Taylor, but Taylor sell a lot of records.
I love Taylor.
And her concerts are packed.
Yes.
By herself.
Yeah,
and it's also because of how we do. Oh, I'm sorry, Kim, we can't.
I was just saying, they did the math. You know, this was on the news that Taylor's concerts made more than Beyonce's concerts did.
Yeah.
I could believe that because Taylor has a younger crowd.
Yeah, she got a huge fan base. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got
look at the money, you look at the money, like I have a cousin. And there's no discrimination. She's been to Beyonce's concerts like a couple times, and her girls love it, and her girls love Taylor Swift. But if we look at it socioeconomically, with that younger base, parents buy those tickets. Parents buy tickets for Taylor Swift, and they take the kids. You know, Beyonce is those of us who go, you know, her fan base, but you don't see too many moms buying a dozen tickets for all the girls to go see Beyonce.
Right.
But they want to see Taylor Swift. And we also, as a people, have our own underground revenue stream in the barbershops and the hairdressers and all the stuff. So the money ain't getting calculated like it is with Taylor Swift.
Got a couple of these fish plates, by the way, got a ticket in there for you too.
Right.
I love all girl power, all girl magic. I especially love Black Girl Magic, but I love all girl power. I want Taylor to eat. I want Beyonce to eat. I want Tierra to eat. Everybody eat.
Everybody eat.
Everybody eat.
Y'all know I got to make the plug. I'm always making the plug because I asked Will Smith to come on this show when we were reading the book. But I'm going to shout out all of our Black country artists. I think we named a couple today. Darius Rucker is way too big for us. But we got like Chapel Heart. If you're just chilling on the Sunday evening, you want to hang out with us, we love to chat with you.
Come on down.
Well, this is my new favorite that thanks to Beyonce's algorithms, she came across my timeline and I've been listening ever since. It's been ever since. What song is it that came out? Not 16 Characters. What's the other one?
Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em came out. So this young lady has been out for years trying to break into the country music scene, but she's remained a independent artist because she doesn't want them owning her stuff. So I appreciate that about her. So everything on her grind, she's built herself, and she was doing really good, a pretty good following. But that following has doubled, of course, since Beyonce dropped the Texas Hold'em and she started coming.
I said, look at what that Beyonce magic doing.
Right. And so she's very appreciative and she makes sure everyone knows, like, hey, there's plenty of lanes out here for everybody. We welcome Beyonce into the country music and we thank her for spotlighting our music.
No doubt.
And hey, we can't forget about K. Michelle because K. Michelle recently crossed over.
Yeah.
Michelle recently crossed over.
Yeah, she and actually I went to see her in concert when she released her last right before country, and she told us, she said, "This is my last R&B record because I'm going country, because the R&B lane is too crowded, so I'm going country." And then she
And she
released.
always said on the show, she said, "I can out-sing any one of them women in Nashville." She said she'd been yodeling since she was a little girl.
So
And
she
she's
released.
amazing.
So she released her country album, and was, trying to get her foot in the door with that lane. And then
Right.
here comes Beyonce. The whole reason she left R&B, and now here comes Beyonce. I'm like, damn it, man. Sorry, can't
Rain
say. Can't
on
have
my
shit,
parade.
yo. Can't have shit.
It's increasing everybody. It's all good.
Yeah, she's still gonna get hers.
No
But
doubt.
my son heard us out here last time talking, and he was like, "Mama, I don't know what you're doing all that talking for. Y'all the only ones mad about Beyonce. That girl record sells."
I'm not mad about it at all.
No, do
My
your
girl,
thing.
that thing is gone.
I'm curious to see where this goes. So, kudos. She, and like you said, Isha, she's from Texas. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Then Reese, I understand what you're saying, but she probably been singing country music forever, just never released it because Matthew wouldn't let
Exactly.
her.
And she about got rid of
Joe
that
Jackson was Joe Jackson was like, no, we ain't doing
daddy.
that.
Right. He is really known for his colorism. He speaks out about that, so that's a whole other show.
That's a
Oh,
whole nother show.
yeah.
So, Isha, you want to give us our weekly reading?
Absolutely. Hey, y'all, it's Auntie Isha here to do the weekly reading. So this week, oh my goodness, let's talk about these coins while we're talking about Beyonce. Let's talk about our coins because they are
Yes.
coming. The work has been done. We have the Eight of Coins, meaning that you've done it. You did the dedication, you did the saving, you worked hard, whatever. And then the Nine of Coins came saying the victory is here. And I'll be damned if the Ten of Coins didn't come.
And we
Let
got a straight flush.
me. Do you know how hard it is to pull three coins from one deck? Like, so your money is coming. You've done the work, so get ready for the reward.
It is tax season.
It is. Make it. We making 1,000 nails out here, CA. Make it rain.
Gotta go play the
Yes, go play the lottery. Go to zombie
Right,
because you might
right. I need to go.
oh, Obeisance. 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 Obeisance.
Obeisance. Obeisance.
Obeisance. Because I did use
Obeisance.
it, CA. I just didn't know the word.
Yeah, you was on it. You was on it. You hit the nail on the head.
Oh man. Okay.
But yeah, I told myself I'm a allot $20 a month to get me some tickets. I feel like that's reasonable.
Great idea. I think I'll do that too. That's like $5.
And I mean the ticket only $2. So I'm like, come on, man. I spend more on that on lunch during the week.
Tell me about
$2, y'all, from the last drawing.
Who sang it best?
Huh?
Who sang
Who sang
that?
it? Yes.
Yes. Y'all
It
know
wasn't
who
us.
sang
We ain't
that?
sang it best. We
We
can't even
haven't
say it
said
best.
for like a year.
We can't even say it best.
2 years, Reese.
We can't do that at all.
We are going
Need rehearsals. Like,
Joe Jackson be mad at us.
it right, boy. Come
Get it
here.
right. Be out here all night.
Come here,
Listen,
CA.
Joe will put up. Joe will put us up for adoption.
Yes, ASAP.
So today's Who Sang It Best is another icon, the Purple Prince himself. And he wrote this song many, many, many years ago, Glamorous Life. I had no idea that he also sang it. So yeah, he actually sang Glamorous Life on one of his albums before Sheila E. came through and dun, 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 did her thing. So, who sang it the best, Prince or Sheila? Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Prince can do no wrong by me. I don't care what anybody says. That is my guy, my dude. But I had to go with Sheila. I had to go with Sheila. I don't know if it's the drums, the energy she brought to the song. But, you know, it was just a different energy than his. But Sheila, yeah, she did that. She did that.
She did.
Okay, next. So don't tell Cool Kim because I don't want to my travel buddy. But I don't like Prince, y'all. I never have.
I know you don't.
If it would have been Beyonce doing a remix, you'd have voted for Beyonce.
Okay. So my 15-year-old is there giving me the death stare right now. Because how dare I say I don't like Prince. But yeah, I don't like him. But this song, I really like Prince singing it. Like, it was really hard for me to make a decision. Like, I really liked it. I liked it a lot. So I don't want to do a tie. So I'm just going to give it to Sheila because, of course, she was just amazing with them drums. But I did like both of them.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I'll go because I know Arisi normally has a really articulate explanation for hers. So I'm like Isha. I like them both. I like Prince's because just like last week's or the week before, whenever we all were together, Prince gave us that smooth vibe, and it was his song, so he knew how to do it. So with Sheila, I feel like it was still him behind the scenes telling her what to do and play, except
her to steal my song.
Yeah, he produced it and everything, so it was still him. But she just added more of that energy, that zest that make you want a salsa and cha-cha. So, so we all said, Sheila, I'm going to say Prince just to throw one in there and make it different.
All right.
But I was torn. I was torn. I was like, either way, Prince wins.
No doubt.
You were torn? You were torn?
Yeah, because the different vibes. One gave me a nice, smooth, chill, sit on my back porch, sip a drink vibe, which is Prince. It was kind of low-key, a low-key version of himself. And then he turned it over to Sheila and said, okay, now you run with it.
Yeah.
And that's when you get up and dance. That's when after you finish on the back porch.
He took off with it. Yeah.
So it's just two different
Prince, right? I do like Prince. He's iconic. He is the man. Like, I remember, you know, all that stuff. But I think what Prince did, because he was a creative, a singer, songwriter type thing. He recorded a lot of songs on his B-side that never became anything, but he gave them to another artist and they blew up. One that I didn't know, remember Manic Monday by the Bengals, since we talked
about crossover? Just another Manic Monday.
Prince had recorded that, and 2 years later, he gave it to them and it became a hit. So I think a lot of times he may have been playing with things and he recorded them. And then when he found someone that could do it, he did it. Cause I think he even did I Feel For You, but we didn't know that until Chaka Khan.
Oh, I knew that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was giving songs away. Like, they sat on the B side or they didn't get to the top of the charts.
Right.
Stevie Nicks did one before. Oh, The Time, Jungle Love. Prince had that recorded first.
Oh, wow.
That was his MO. But just for the purposes of our Who Sang It Best, it is Sheila motherfucking E.
There it is.
But every walking into Women's History Month, what's the word?
Obeisance.
Let's give obeisance to the girl on the drums being the percussion princess and doing the damn thing.
There you go. Give a bow. I give a bow to Sheila.
Give a bow.
I actually got to see her at Jazz Fest here about 4 years ago, maybe. Like 2019, because it was right before COVID. So
yeah. Yeah, it was about three. It was not last year, but the year before that. Yeah, because I was there too.
She did.
Yes. I told y'all Reese was going to bring it home.
Yeah, you brought it on home. I like how you threw that Women's History Month in there. I see you. I see what you're doing.
I see it. Yes, girl power. Woo-hoo.
The word of the day in there again.
Hey, again.
I'm not hating on Beyonce for the next 20 days.
Oh my goodness. So thank you for tuning in once again. Yes. As you know, those of you that are currently watching, we are currently live on YouTube. Everyone else, guess what? I forgot to tell you at the top of the show. All of our shows that were on Lit TV Network are being transferred over onto Spotify. So if you have Spotify, you can now watch all of our rerun shows.
Yay. And this
will come on, I think all of the April dates are taken. This probably won't show until May. But I'll see when we get it on Spotify a little sooner. But otherwise, tune in to YouTube. Check us out on all of our social media, which is at the.cad.podcast. So until next time, Night Shifters, have a good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Peace. Beyonce rules.
Hi, Shaw. <Shaw. laughs>